Welcome to Blotter Brief number 2, Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez and Football Inc., a new podcast on Wondery from the Boston Globe's Spotlight team. The crime. Well, where do you start? In the narrow sense, Aaron Hernandez murdered Odin Lloyd in June of 2013. This is the crime that ended his NFL career and landed him in prison. Hernandez was also suspected of and charged with, although not in the end convicted of, several other shootings. But Gladiator is not merely concerned with the homicide or homicides Hernandez committed. It's also about all the crimes and liabilities surrounding Hernandez that could be said to have created Hernandez. The culture of permissibility that surrounds star athletes, not just in the NFL, but in D1 college programs and earlier. For those who are destined for those programs, the clear and present danger that is contact football, and the relationship of Hernandez's CTE to his misdeeds, and who is responsible for the felonious consequences brain injuries may produce, the toxic masculinity that may seep into personal relationships, and in the case of closeted athletes, stymie those relationships. This is the failure is an orphan adage writ disastrously large. But the Boston Globe Spotlight team thinks it can corral it, and based on the first two episodes, I think they can too. The story. Gladiator, Aaron Hernandez, and Football Inc. lets its grand intentions be known right in that title, that Hernandez won't be indicted alone for the deaths he caused, not least his own by suicide in April of 2017.
In ancient Rome, gladiators would put on their helmets and armor to compete for the public's entertainment and amusement. Some of these men, and sometimes women, would die in their first contest in the arena. Others lasted for many. Some were in the arena as a punishment. Others relished the chance at glory and trained for years. We like to think this barbaric practice is ancient history, but the more my colleagues and I looked at football through the prism of Aaron Hernandez, we realized this story is bigger than one player. We had to wonder about the toll America's game has taken on the men who play it.
That is host and reporter Bob Holler. I've been anticipating this podcast for months now. I even waded through the James Patterson branded True Crime by Apparent Committee tome, All American Murder, at the end of the summer. That book provides a workable enough overview of Hernandez's life and crimes, but is an often stickily written, too straight ahead chronological biography that at times seems at pains to avoid any deeper analysis, preferring to end chapters with a hmm and move on to the next incident. Gladiator isn't structured that way. This team of writers is experienced in getting its arms around huge stories. Not for nothing, about highly defensive institutions refusing responsibility for endemic problems. And the first episode smartly gets straight into why Hernandez mattered, as a player and as a bad actor outside the game. The player part is, if you don't follow the sport, and I do not, perhaps a bit more obscure than it could be.
His quickness, his catching ability, his ability to start, stop, sudden change as a tight end, to be able to run routes from the outside like an outside receiver, run inside receivers like a slot receiver, stretch the field. The play was some of the best wide receiving I've seen in my NFL career. It was spectacular.
Slot receiver says what? I don't really know what any of those things is, except via fantasy football, but it doesn't really matter. The podcast's access is extraordinary, including former players, victims' family members, Hernandez's agent, and it's revealed near the end of episode 1, more than 300 jailhouse phone calls that have never been heard before and may at last shed some light on Hernandez's psyche. I am not sure I needed the light Brandon Lloyd shed on Wes Welker warning him on his first day with the Patriots that lockering next to Hernandez was going to mean regular eyefuls of Hernandez's tackle. But it's relevant information if Hernandez's sexuality played a part in accelerating his spiral. Also relevant and enraging is the extent of Hernandez's father's abuse and his vile preoccupation with both his sons not presenting as F-words in any way, be it how they spoke, how they stood, how they moved their hands. In episode 2, we learn that the aspect of football that really interested Aaron Hernandez at first was cheerleading. That was not going to be possible in that home environment has a heavy sadness to it, one that the podcast suffuses the entire story with. What could have been different and what couldn't have? Is this podcast for you if you don't like or know about football? Sure, that clip I played is a little opaque, but you got the gist at the end. Hernandez was really good, talked about in best of a generation terms, and there's not a lot of that. The Spotlight team is not necessarily focused on the sportsy aspects of it, so while I'm not about to put it on the same shelf as OJ Made in America, at least not yet, it's the same idea as 30 for 30s. They're sports stories, but they're stories first. If you're interested, but just not sure you can commit, good news there too. The Globe is publishing a parallel six-part written series, so if your earhole flight pattern is full right now, you can read instead. You'll find the first few parts of the series up at apps.bostonglobe.com/spotlight/gladiator, or just Google Globe Gladiator. Also, say that six times fast. Good luck. But in both media, it's worth a look/listen. Bob Holler and the other hosts are more than capable on the podcast side, and the episodes are around a half hour, 40 minutes. Plus, it's only a six-part series, so it's a manageable ad or lunchtime read. I would certainly recommend Gladiator over the Patterson book, and you can find it wherever podcasts are not sold. Got a rec for me to read, watch, or hear? Catch me on social, Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter, or email me, bunting@the-blotter.com. The-blotter.com has more reviews and podcast apps, and if you want even more reviews and listens, become a Patreon tipster and get all the material I don't release to... Okay, I typed Gen Poop here. Sounds about right. I actually meant Gen Pop. Any hoodle. That Patreon page is at patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.